in this passage. We're talking about becoming. Jesus says we've got to look at these little children and we've got to learn from them about what the kingdom of God is like. The kingdom of God is basically what it means when we open the box. We start living the way he wants us to live and we start seeing him kind of like, it's like his rule and reign in our lives. So it's like when we open the box. And Jesus says, you want to know what that's like? Look at the children. Learn from the children. Whenever Jesus talks about this whole thing about the kingdom of God, he uses all sorts of things. He uses farmers and seeds and weeds and fields and all sorts of things. And he uses children. So, can I borrow Lola back? So, Lola, I'm going to interview Lola. Yeah, Lola. So, Lola, you might have done me out. Can you tell us about the kingdom of God then? What did Jesus mean? Because he said talk to the children. He said look at the children to learn. So, what do you reckon?
You can give a smile, Lola.
No? Okay, one more chance. Lola, what do you think Jesus wants to tell us about the kingdom of God? No, thank you. No. We have to look at what children are like and we have to think about it. Now, I know a little bit about children. I have three. Holly's one of them. My boys aren't here this morning. So we've kind of had them growing up. I was one once. Many years ago. Thank you, Nigel. But we're also surrounded by children. I just want three things that I want us to learn about from these children this morning. What do we need to become like? Now, I've got this thing that when I prepare my sermons and stuff, often 3 points, and I always like it when they start with the same letter. So the first thing I want us to learn from the children today is about being faithful and fearless. Faithful and fear less. Because I think the children can really teach us about what it means to be faithful and fear less. When my kids were small, like Lola's age and maybe Shell's little one there, they would come to me and I would just throw them in the air and catch them. Holly, come, we'll show everybody how we used to do it now. No? Now, Holly would come running, or the boys would come running, and I would just go, whoosh, and we'd go, whee, and there'd be snot and dribble and all sorts of things, and, you know, but we didn't care. What didn't happen was this. Holly would come running and say, Daddy, have you worked out how high you can throw me? Have you worked out the speed with which I need to go, the trajectory which I will, and Daddy, basically, have you done a health and safety assessment? Now, I have to say, Angela, my wife, was looking on saying, Matt, are you sure? There's been a few moments, usually involved climbing rocks and the tide coming in. That's the. But we don't do that. She just comes running because I'm her dad and she trusts me. She's full of faith in me and she has no fear. All right? So I think these little ones can show us about being faith. That's right, Lola. Faithful, because they believe what they hear. And fearless. They've got absolute trust. So that's the first one. Faithful and fearless. Guys, you're the teachers today. You're like doing my job for me today, guys. So the second one is about being free. There's lots of things I could say about freedom. But the thing I was thinking about as I thought about today. Now, Jem, where are you going next month?
I'm going to Kenya.
Jem's going to Kenya. Now, myself, Tony, there's a whole crowd of us, Jonathan, whole crowd of us in the church have been out to Kenya a few times to work with children on the streets of Nairobi. And these are children who are living on the streets. They're homeless children, and the organisation we work with, we rescue them and we take them home. Now, one thing I remember about these children is when I go to them and say, what do you want to be when you grow up? They say, I want to be a doctor. I want to be an engineer. I want to be a nurse. I want to be a professional footballer. Now, what I don't do at that moment is to say, hang on a minute. Have you seen the mess you're in? Have you seen the environment? Have you seen the fact that you're living in a cardboard box? You don't say that, do you? You let the dream be a motivation to lift them from that place. And I have to say, often it does. But you don't in that moment take their dream away from them. Let me let you in, I want to let you guys into a little secret. The smaller ones here, okay? The little secret about what happens when you get bigger. Sometimes when we get bigger, what happens to our dreams? They get smaller. They get smaller. You guys can teach us how to dream. Because there's a freedom in you to dream, yeah? So there's being faithful and fearless. There's freedom. The last thing is about fun. These guys can teach us how to have fun. All right? I'm going to show you a little something just for a moment or two. You're going to love it.